This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
We take this time every week to touch base with our Dunedin Community Boards. Today, Mosgiel Tyree Community Board, and joining us on the line once more, Regan Horrell. Regan, morena, good to have you with us.
Hi, morena, Jeff. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Now, I'm just thinking, Regan, there's probably a number of people out there in the Tyree area who are very much looking forward to the opening of their new pool, who perhaps make that trip into town to go to Moana Pool and have done so for years. Great facility that it is, but boy, oh boy, it's it is a bit of a stretch for some people and perhaps prevents others from even trying to get to the pool. How's progress on the pool out in Mosgiel at the moment?
Some exciting news to share today, Jeff. So hopefully later today we'll release some photos. The pool yesterday, I was privileged to get a sneak peek of the new pool complex, which is Tipuna o Whakaihu. And exciting news, the pools have been filled and mechanical commissioning is now underway. So hoping to release those photos on our Mosgiel Tyree Community Board Facebook page today, later on, which will be really exciting. Last week at our board meeting, our board pool representative, Brian Miller, confirmed that the project was on track for a mid-year opening. Still no date yet, but, maybe June, something like that, I guess. It looked amazing. Very privileged to get a sneak peek.
Gosh, there's been so much hard work. Of course, the campaigning that went on in the early stages to convince those who needed to be convinced that this was a worthwhile enterprise. And now, after all this hard work, it's almost unbelievable that we're just potentially a couple of months away from opening. So it gets pretty real when it starts to fill up there, Regan.
Yeah, and I think, when people see literally the water in the pools through the photos, I mean, this complex literally has a total of six pools. So that's a leisure pool targeted around recreational play for kids, a dedicated learner's pool, obviously primary use for swimming lessons, and a 25-metre pool with eight lanes for swimming. There's also spaces for relaxation, rehabilitation, and physiotherapy. So they have a hydrotherapy pool, which is obviously warmer than the others, and a spa, which is even warmer again. And the complex has been built with a lot of modern philosophies featuring te reo and braille signs as well. There's also better access via ramps into every pool, which is great. And it's just going to be, a hub for people who are experts in ocean swimming, water polo, underwater hockey, diving, kayak, rolling, and synchronized swimming. And there's going to be a multi-use meeting space for community use. Interesting, this new facility replaces a pool originally built back in 1937, back then called the Tyree Bath, so we've come a long way.
The Tyree Bath. Well, they didn't retain their name, quaint though it is. It sounds amazing, Regan. They might have the opposite issue of people flooding over the hill from the city going out to Mosgiel to enjoy the facility out there. I guess that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, there will be that novelty, and as you rightly said at the start, there's been a long time in between innings, so to speak, of sort of no access to a pool while this one's constructed. But there's a couple of pathways across Memorial Park leading into it, and even in the seeing the leisure pool yesterday, similar to Moana, the beach access there. But I think, people will be, quite impressed.
All right, yeah. Well, stay tuned, and we'll keep an eye out for those photos, Regan. You also wanted to touch, Regan, on the community plan.
Yeah, so last week we had our board meeting and we adopted our community plan. So the community plan, we got a couple of chances as a board to talk to the council on behalf of the community. So that'll happen as part of the council's annual plan submissions. But interesting, the new mayor and councillors have set up a civic affairs committee where the board can present its community issues. So that will happen for us in May. So that's great, where we'll be able to address issues in the community plan. So I guess the key question, people say, well, what's in the plan? So having talked to people at various events and individually, some of the new priorities we've identified is, it's a hot topic out here, is the heavy traffic bypass. There was also mention in there of an extra entry into Mosgiel from State Highway 1. Obviously, those things won't happen tomorrow, but the board does plan to hold a public meeting this year with key stakeholders ahead of advocating for a solution within the council's 10-year plan. So some other new priorities, there is the completion of a footpath in Church Street that's in Mosgiel connecting St. Mary's School. Also a footpath in Mount Fort Street connecting a subdivision to the Outram Township. Some kids walking to school are actually forced to walk on a dirt track or alongside the state highway. So other new priorities are an off-road cycleway across the Tauri and an evacuation plan actually for Outram. Outram can very quickly become cut off in a serious flood, and so a credible plan is definitely needed there. Some of our current priorities, we'll be advocating for the design input with the community into the redevelopment of Outram Glen. So council's approved an upgrade. What that looks like, we'll see. And also advocating on a proposed Mosgiel Park and Ride Transport Hub. Now, that'll be opposite the Mosgiel Railway Station. And so we'll be definitely advocating for shuttles from the airport, outlined townships like Outram, Ellington and rural school kids.
No shortage of things for the Mosgiel Tauri Community Board to get its teeth into. And, I mean, that's one of the great things about community boards, isn't it? All of those things on the list, they're very specific to your community out there, the things that are important to the people on the ground out there. And you as community board members, no doubt, when you're out and about, you get people talking to you about these things. But there are other ways, of course, they can have their voices heard through more formal processes.
That's right, Jeff. And one of the things too, we've just launched an Instagram account. So in the early stages of that, and that's to help engage more effectively with our younger members of our community. This was an idea borne out by the head boy of Tauri College. So we will go forward with that. And of course, Instagram photos, a really good platform to engage those younger people in our community. We've got some board flyers now available at the local library and local supermarkets, and some will be in local rest homes as well very soon.
Yeah, so no reason why you can't have your ideas considered, your views considered as well. There are a number of ways that you can get in touch with your community board members, and Regan in particular putting energy into that question of, you know, how do we enhance that community engagement? Obviously, social media is one way of doing it, the very active Facebook page and so forth. We hear about the Instagram account. There's the public meetings that are held from time to time. Get your finger on the pulse as to where they will be. And of course, you know, you've got your friendly community board members who, like Regan, when he's out and about, no doubt, every second lamppost you stopped and have a chat with someone, Regan.
Oh, look, and, you know, I think we talked last time, I'm very aware that it's not all, we do have digital natives in our community, but other people still reading newspapers, listening to radio. I like this awesome radio station. So we're conscious of that, of trying to get the message across over multiple platforms. And that's still a work in progress, and we'll continue on that path as well.
Well, Regan, we really enjoy these catch-ups with you. As I say, plenty going on out there on the Tauri for the board to get its teeth into. Lots to be excited about, particularly around the impending opening of that new pool. And probably by the time you and I next have a chat on Round the Boards, we might even have a better idea of when that opening date might be. We look forward to that conversation, Regan. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us here on ORFM.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Always appreciate the opportunity.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.